Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about working out what you want. As I say that, it's so funny, my brain goes to a very old song by Christina Aguilera, What a Girl Wants. You know, it just comes to my mind, it goes off on a tangent, and I see that. She actually flew to New Zealand years ago, ended up on stage at our school singing that song. I always remember it. That visual comes straight to my mind. And that's how the dyslexic mind works. A bunch of different tangents. It can be very hard to work out what you want, right? So in today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about why it's so important to do this. And two, how do you actually do it for the way your brain works? Because if you're like many, you've tried a bunch of things, you think you've worked it out, and then a bit later down the track, it goes completely in a different direction. So let's dive into today's podcast. Okay, guys, let's dive into this episode. This is a really important one. You know, the last episode was really about striving to be better, this growth need we all have. And that's, you know, really clear. And it's something that can be hard to even recognize in ourselves until we slow down long enough to see it. But underlying that, and I think, you know, if I'm honest, the growth piece about you, like I know over the years I've done a lot of values exercises. How do you work out your values? Which again is a horrible trigger word for dyslexics, because values in itself is, you know, what is it? You know, it's kind of like if you had three glowing gems that were in your pocket, and each gem represented something you believed in, and those gems would be with you for the rest of your life. Those are your three most important values. And those gems are with you, and you can grab them at any time, and they're there to remind you of what, you know, you believe in and where you're going. That's kind of how I ended up kind of working it out. I had to create a visual story to go with them, because values in themselves, you know, it makes me think of values at the grocery store. What's the value of a bag of apples, right? It's a horrible phrase. But nonetheless, we'll do a values podcast in the future. But I guess all of these things, you know, led to a bunch of challenges, right? Because I couldn't really, you know, growth was working for me. I loved it. It's one of my values. And I think for many of us it is. We don't like to sit still. Sit still means boring. We're not growing. We're not changing. And as you change, you grow. And so, you know, that's a really key thing. But you know, how do you pick which direction you grow? And this is the conundrum. And, you know, we hear this question, what do you want? And again, it is a really challenging one because many dyslexics are sitting there going, I can barely pick what I want for dinner, let alone what I want in my life. You know, if you've ever sat in a room with a couple of dyslexics, me and my wife sit there and try and work out what we want for dinner by asking each other, what do you want? What do you want? I'll have whatever you want, but I don't know what I want. What do you want? We literally sit there for way too long, or we used to. We're getting a bit better at it, but it's challenging, right? Because there are so many options in the world. There's so much choice. What do you want? Your brain, how it works, it goes off into its visual mind and it looks at everything that you've ever learned and tries to pick out what it wants out of that. Now, can you imagine a computer going through that amount of information, trying to work out what it wants? It then, in that question, hasn't actually given it a time frame. So it goes, what do you want? I want to travel to Mars. I want to, you know, Elon Musk probably picked that one out. And he's an outlier. He got that. He's on his way to getting that one to work. But, you know, for the rest of us, our brains are just all over the place. And we just feel like the answer that comes back is, I don't know what I want. Does that make sense? All this stuff happening. So the first thing I would say is, don't use that question. It's freaking horrible. And if you've beaten yourself up about not being able to pick what you want, or saying I want something and then changing your mind, that's normal. You're dyslexic. That's how your brain works. Nothing wrong with it. Anyone who's got frustrated at that, and usually it's a friend or a family member, or could be yourself, at yourself, it's okay. Your brain is going to do that. So what you need to be thinking about is going, okay, you know, you need to start changing the narrative. You know, I know personally, when I got into that mode and I couldn't work it out, I would borrow wants from other people. I remember maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago now, I'd be like, oh, I want a certain fast car. I want to buy that car. And I'd look at it and go, that's really nice and shiny. I didn't really have any energy or any feeling towards it, if I'm honest. You know, some, a car that's reliable, clean, smells nice, it doesn't bother me. It's not my thing, right? But at the time when I didn't know what I wanted, I put some energy towards it. And what would end up happening is I'd put all this energy into these borrowed wants, and I wouldn't get close. I wouldn't even get close, and I'd get frustrated. Because I wasn't actually, there was nothing behind it. There was no attention. There was no long-term push. Why would I keep trying? It's just a waste of my time. It was like trying to be a millionaire. For me personally, and I agree, some people who have gone through certain parts of life do really want these things. But what I'm trying to get at is majority of us borrow them from other successful people or people we deem as successful, rather than really taking the time to go, where, what do I want? And changing that question, as I'm going to talk about in a minute. Just looking, I actually wrote some notes for this one. It's really impressive for me. And so, you know, the other thing to think about is the way we operate is we are feelings, we are emotions, we are visually, you know, operated as people. You know, we're using our intuitive minds through our life. If you imagine a compass as your intuition, that compass is always learning and experiencing at its choosing the direction you go in. So you've got to make sure you use emotion and feeling and visual thought in this whole process. It's important. And it's important to take time to actually be with those thoughts and feelings without external points. Like something I do a lot of, as I've spoken about it, is meditate. You know, I have to cover my eyes, get into darkness. I have to have the right meditation on. Everyone's going to be a bit different with that, but having some music. And I really try and get out of the physical world. And I start looking at my thoughts and feelings and actually directing my thoughts to actually create the visuals I want. And that's very, very helpful to starting to work out where I want to go. And that brings me to the question I use. Where do I want to go? Is the question I use. Where am I heading? So I don't actually look at what do I want. It's where am I heading? Now, that's a very different question. Because where I'm heading doesn't mean I'm always going to head that direction. But it means that I've had to take some time to work out where I want to head. It also doesn't actually put specific timeframes on anything. It also doesn't actually put, you know, a thing that I have to have. Does that make sense? So I'll give you a great example. Where am I heading this year? If I put it into that context, I'm heading towards having a house that I own that is designed in the way that I love, that feels right to me emotionally, physically. Okay? So that's one of the places I'm heading this year. Now, there's not a date. I don't know when the house is going to be finished. I've got no idea by the time I'll have got it with my wife to a point where we love it and all the little intricacies are done. It could be a few years, to be blatantly honest. But I know I'm heading in that direction. And I ask myself, why am I heading in that direction? It's because I want stability. I want a house that we own. I want stability that we can make the choices on that house. And I want a brand new house that doesn't have things that are going to break on me. Is it the biggest house in the world? No. It fits exactly what my family needs, and it fits my office and work from home lifestyle, and it's set as something I really want. So I'm heading in that direction. And it's really easy to talk about that because I've been heading in that direction for the last couple of years to get to that point. And each year, the heading changes a bit. The first heading was, how am I going to, you know, how are we going to create more space for our family? And when we first started heading down that track, we thought, oh, we could extend the old house we were in. That was the first way we did it. And we went through this whole journey that I could never have guessed that we were going to end up selling that house. We were going to buy a brand new build. It was going to be a three-story house. If you'd asked me that a few years ago, I'd have laughed at you. But it fits our lifestyle perfectly. And so because I headed in this flow, it's kind of all come to this point. Does that make sense? It takes a lot of pressure off, because if I don't get a specific house, it doesn't matter. I'm heading in that direction, and I know why I'm heading in that direction. I know the feeling it's going to give me. I know the feeling it gives me on the path. I get that feeling when I think about it. I'm like, wow, how lucky am I? And so by setting that heading, that is absolutely huge. And if you can start to do that, it's a game changer. Again, it's what I've changed with my health. To give you another example, the old me would have said, I wanted to lose 15 kilograms by this date, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I, you know, and if I was lucky, maybe I would hit that. And at that moment, I would feel, oh, okay. And then I would put all that weight back on. I wouldn't care anymore. I'd hate myself. I'd hate the process. Even the process when I was getting to it, there'd probably be moments I loved, but there'd be a lot of it I hated. And I wasn't enjoying it at all. I was literally stopping myself being myself to try and become something else. And it was a horrible journey. And, you know, and it's not to say, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying eating certain things is good or bad. There is no good or bad in that respect. The same with going to the gym. It's not good or bad. But the point of having such a fixed goal that caused pain, what's the point? It doesn't work with my brain. You know, I've already in this journey of health this year, just starting off, I've said I'm on the direction I'm going is to having my energy back, feeling fantastic, and being the right me. And for me, visually in my brain, that's me looking in the mirror and seeing myself, but in a healthy, energetic way. And I can see that person. It's not someone who looks model thin or anything like that. That's not my journey. It's me, but respecting the temple that is this body. And doing it on a pathway that I enjoy. I might look at myself in the mirror in 8 months and go, wow, that's huge. What an amazing experience. Or maybe hopefully not huge, but you know what I mean. That's a great experience. You know, that's been a great experience at this point, and I've changed my life for the better, and that journey will continue. And so it's not like me going, hey, I'm going to check on the scales every day and I'm going to pump iron. And, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not my pathway. Now, if you want to be a bodybuilder, again, it all changes, right? But it's what's your path? If your path is to becoming, you know, a noticeable bodybuilder in your area, you know, your path is going to be different. But instead of having it so fixed that you've, you know, if you don't reach it by a certain date, you're a failure, you know, hey, that's what I'd get away from. I'd get away from what do I want as a question. It has got to be the worst question ever invented, in my opinion, for the neurodiverse mind. So what I'd ask you is, where are you heading? Have a think about it. Where are you heading? Now, I wanted to add one last side note to all this. You know, people will be going, okay, this is great. Where am I heading? That makes sense. You know, I can feel it. I can sometimes see pictures. I can do some visualizations. I can picture stuff in my mind. I can use my imagination. I can try and feel the future. Again, there's some podcasts all about that in the past I've done. But the other thing you're asking is, what if I'm not the only one who has to set these wants? Because, you know, if you're in a marriage, if you're in a relationship, maybe you want to set some wants in your business. You've got to be on the same page, right? There is no, I can guarantee the quickest way to end a marriage, or one of the quickest ways, is to be going two different directions. And it's a real painful way. I've done it in the past, not marriages, but life. And it's very, very painful. So you've got to make sure you're actually chatting and communicating, getting the other person on the same page. Hopefully you've got a level of communication you can do that. And hopefully there's a way you can get this across, but you've both got to be heading in the same direction. So I make sure that I'm really clear with my wife about these directions I'm going. I make sure that they're not in conflict. So for example, the house goal that I have this year, we're doing that together. We're both clear on it. There's no me going that way and she's sitting there going, I want to sell the house and move to a farm. You know, that doesn't work. The same with holidays. We've got a holiday goal. We're both on the same page. We're communicating about it. We're talking. We're putting energy into it, you know, around that direction. And this, and my health one, I've shared it with her and she's on board. She knows I don't want specific help. I just want her to be there for me when I need to get some words out of my head because I've been overthinking something, and she'll be there for me. So make sure you are bringing your partner on the journey. You can do some of this together, but you know, if you can just start changing that question from what do I want to what direction am I heading or where am I going, and start to feel in, you know, you're going to create some flows that are going to make you feel amazing and really push you going forward. Hope that's been valuable, guys. Again, thanks for all the support, and I'll be back next week.